This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorit, and I'm joined by Jesse Keck and Jesse Wright. So we've got Jesse and Jesse on Drive Time today for the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust, highlighting August is Eat Local Month. This is going to be starting next month, obviously. For more information, you can always go to usvlt.org. That's usvlt.org. You can also go to the local area farmers markets and such, and there are going to be these booklets put out by the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust that kind of highlight all the different local places you can get food. Jesse and Jesse, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you so much.
We're excited.
I want to get into the booklet first because this thing is such a beautiful booklet, actually. I love the cover design, and it's really well printed out. But basically, this is just a information guide for various local farms and places where you can get local food.
Absolutely. One of the goals of the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust is farmland conservation, but we also want to make sure that farm businesses are really viable. And part of the way we do that is by promoting how local folks access local foods. So this farm booklet was made possible by USDA and one of their rural business development grants, and with help from Drive Brand, who did the design of it, and Minuteman, who did the printing, we were able to put this booklet together that lists many of our region's farms and the different options people have for accessing local food. Like, where are the farmers markets in the Mount Washington Valley, and what the heck is a CSA, and how do I get involved in that? So this booklet is really nice because we're able to hand people kind of an access booklet to local foods in the area.
And since you brought it up, what the heck is a CSA? It is a community-supported agriculture, but what exactly does that mean?
It's kind of like a magazine subscription for vegetables or different New Hampshire-raised or grown foods in the area. The thought behind it is that me, as a consumer, I pay upfront for a weekly supply of vegetables or meat in the beginning of the summer to help farmers buy seeds to sow those vegetables. And then throughout the summer, usually about once a week, I get a delivery of fresh, often local produce, which is awesome because we're helping the farmers start their businesses, and then we get to share in the harvest throughout the whole summer.
And that's kind of the interesting thing about farming in general as a market, is because unlike a constant revenue and creation, and there's a seasonal period to it, and this is kind of helping to buffer those seasons in a way.
Yeah. And farmers really have gotten so creative with the ways that they're able to provide us as consumers with their products. There's winter CSAs now, a collaboration of farms who have heated greenhouses in the winter. People are adding things like bread and eggs and meat to their vegetable shares. So there really is something for everybody and a way to access local foods for no matter who you are.
So this is a local farm guide, and you can actually pick this up at a number of local vendors. You can also go to usvlt.org. That's usvlt.org to get it online. I imagine a PDF file, probably.
Yeah, and the PDF's actually clickable. So I check out, hey, what is this Mountain Heartbeat Farm down in Effingham? I click on their link, and it brings me right to her website. So that's really nice.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, it's Jesse and Jesse joining me for August is Eat Local Month. And you can find more information anytime by going to usvlt.org. That's usvlt.org. Other Jesse, I want to get you in on this. You're with the Thompson House Eatery. You not only produce your own local food for that, but you're also looking to help the area in terms of accessing farms and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the full-time farmer for the Thompson House Eatery. It's an upscale farm-to-table restaurant in Jackson. And every Tuesday, we have a farmer's market that runs from 3:30 to 6:30. It goes until October 2nd. And it's a great way to come and meet your farmer, meet your maker. We have a lot of different stalls, a lot of great vendors. The restaurant is also open, and we serve cocktails and drinks and a special street food menu. So definitely come out every Tuesday, 3:30 to 6:30.
And that is the Jackson Farmers Market. It's one of many farmers markets that happen this area. This is a very, very farmers market oriented area. You can see so many of them going on in all the different local communities. So that's really cool to see.
There's a Conway Farmers Market. There's a Tamworth Farmers Market. They're all over the states. And they're just a really great way to meet not only the farmers, but also the makers, people who make jams and jellies, clothing. Really, the possibilities are endless right now. A lot of really innovative people and folks doing things in New Hampshire at farmers markets.
What's your favorite thing about the farmers market in Jackson?
Ooh, honestly, it's the live music. So every week we have live music playing while people are eating or drinking their drinks, buying the goods that the farmers brought. The music is really nice. The mood is really awesome. And yeah, this last farmers market, there were a lot of covers that were being played. And I just love live music in general.
All right. So if you're just tuning in, it's August is Eat Local Month. And I'm joined by the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust, Jesse and Jesse in studio. You can find more information anytime by going to usvlt.org. That's usvlt.org. We're talking about community supported agriculture. We're talking about farmers markets. You can pick up their local farm guide or get that online at the website usvlt.org, which will give you a listing of all the different local farms that you can purchase things from and to support the local economy. Other things that are going on for Upper Saco Valley Land Trust, you do, in fact, have a flatbread pizza night going on, and that is tonight.
Yeah, we're so lucky, and we were able to sneak in on the flatbread schedule. As many in our community know, Flatbread very generously hosts a community benefit night every week where a local nonprofit is given a portion of all the pizza sold. So tonight, MW Veg, which is the Mount Washington Valley Eaters and Growers, they're a farmer and food advocate collaborative, and they help promote local foods kind of valley and region-wide, basically the New Hampshire and Maine lakes and mountains, which is a pretty amazingly large area, but has some amazing agriculture in it. So they're going to be at Flatbread tonight with some raffle prizes and just talking to folks about local food. Flatbread is one of our amazing restaurants in the Valley that really does support our local farms. So we're happy to be there with them. And of course, we'll be so happy when Flatbread donates a portion of every pizza sold, both takeout and dine-in from 4 to close tonight, because that will go right back into our local community and be supporting local foods and local farms.
So it's the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust. They have August is Eat Local Month. That's going on next month. And then there's also the MW Veg Flatbread Pizza Night going on right now. And you can find more information by going to usvlt.org. That's usvlt.org, where you can also download the local farm guide PDF and get your guide to all the different local farms as well as community-supported agriculture in the Valley. Jesse and Jesse, any final thoughts before we go?
I think we just hope to inspire you throughout all of August to eat more locally grown, raised, and made local products. We have a bounty of agricultural here in the Valley, and if we all just apportioned a little bit of our weekly food budget to our local farms, it could really help the viability of our region's small farms and reinvest in our community in a way that really doubles.
So that's usvlt.org for more information, usvlt.org. Jesse and Jesse, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you so much.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.